On Midwest Week, more than 3 years after she died, a Southeast Iowa woman is still in the news and her case is in the courts. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Andy Hoffman, courts and crime reporter for the Hawkeye newspaper based in Burlington. So to start with, Andy, remind us who is or who was Autumn Steele.
Well, Herb, Autumn Steele was a 34-year-old woman who lived in Burlington with her husband and her son. And on February 15th of 2015, she'd been arrested the day before for getting into a domestic disturbance with her husband, Gabriel Steele. She was kept overnight in the county jail and then released the next morning on her own recognizance and told not to go back to the residence where the domestic disturbance occurred without a police officer so she could gather her clothing. Her husband and son were still living at the residence. She promised the judge that she would not return to the house with a law enforcement officer. But immediately upon her release, she walked almost 2 miles and 6 inches of snow to the house where she got into disagreement with her husband and tried to take their 3-year-old child away. Her husband called 911 and needed help with the domestic disturbance. Burlington police officer Jesse Hill arrived on the scene. When he arrived on the scene, the couple were engaged in some type of physical struggle, and Gabe was holding on to the child. The officer got out of his car. At the same time he got out of his car, the family dog was in the vicinity. He turned his attention toward the family dog, pulled his revolver as the dog charged toward him, slipped on the ice and fell. The gun discharged and struck Autumn Steele in the chest, killing her.
And as a result of the death, what happened to the police officer?
Well, the police officer was put on administrative leave, as usual, mm-hmm. with any shooting incident involving a police officer. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and turned over to Des Moines County Attorney Amy Beavers for her final ruling on whether the shooting was justified. After about a month or so after the Autumn Steele's death, Beavers ruled the shooting justified, and Jesse Hill returned to the police department, where he remains today, continuing to work as a police officer on the department on the night shift.
And I assume that there's been a lawsuit of some kind since then, and maybe even a settlement recently?
This case is taken on parallel tracks. One is the newspaper, the Hawkeye, and the Steele family filed separate complaints with the Iowa Public Information Board because we requested documents including investigative files, most importantly body cameras and dashboard cameras of the officers were wearing and in their patrol cars, and also 911 tapes and basically the investigative file of the police department and the DCI. When that was rejected, we filed a complaint with the IPIAB asking them to intervene because we think those records should be made public. That case is still pending, and before an administrative judge, a hearing has been set for July 20th in which she will determine after hearing evidence oral arguments and briefs, she will issue her findings of fact to the IPIAB board. It's a 9-member board who will decide whether or not the files should be released to the public, including the Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. And then on another track of this case is the Steele family filed a federal lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Davenport in November of 2016, claiming the police department and Jesse Hill specifically used excessive force, was negligent, and that the officers were not properly trained by the Burlington Police Department. That federal trial was scheduled to go to trial on August 20th of this coming year, mm-hmm. within the next couple of months. However, they had a hearing a couple of weeks ago, May 24th, before Judge Gritzer in federal district court to argue oral summary judgments. They both asked that the cases, the defense is asking for the case to be dismissed. But in the interim, the judge said he would take that motion under advisement and get a ruling out on the summary judgment issues within the next few weeks. However, in the meantime, both parties, the Burlington Police Department and Jesse Hill, have reached an agreement or a settlement with the Steele family. And the plaintiffs for the Steele family are Gabe Steele, her husband, and her two young sons who were 3 and 6 at the time, along with her mother, Gina Colbert. According to her attorney, their attorney, David O'Brien, he's a Cedar Rapids attorney, they have reached a settlement with the city regarding their wrongful death lawsuit. They're finalizing the settlement and the monetary damages that are going to be awarded to the Steele family. And they're going to present the finalized version to Gritzer within the next couple weeks for him to finalize the settlement. Okay. Hopefully we will have, at that point, the settlement and all the parameters regarding the settlement will be released to the public. What you got to understand in both of these cases, Herb, the central issues are the actions by the police department, whether they were properly trained, and if it was appropriate for Jesse Hill to draw his weapon at that point in time. Another issue is the video of Jesse Hill's body camera. We've been trying to get the copy of that video to see actually what happened for almost 3.5 years now, and the police department and DCI have opposed that.
Now, that's interesting for me, too. They did release, 12 seconds of the video, but not the whole thing?
Yes. When they did that, we asked for the entire video, and they refused to give it to us. And our attorney, Mike Giudicessi, who was representing us at that time, he's a Des Moines attorney who specializes in this type of activity. He made the analogy that it was similar to walking over to the courthouse and asking for a public document that was 20 pages long, and the clerk saying, yeah, well, here's 4 pages. That's all we think you need, and we're not going to give you the remaining 16. We think if it's a public record, it's a public record, and we should be entitled to the entire video of that incident.
Do we have any idea why they released that little bit, not the whole thing? Is it sort of the principle of the thing that the powers that be want to be able to say how much to release and when? Or is there a possibility there's something on the tape they don't want us to see?
Herb, I don't want to sound flippant, because this is a very serious case. Very serious case. It has implications not only to the Steele family, but to the citizens of Iowa regarding the release of body camera and dashboard videos.
Right.
However, for me to answer that question is almost impossible, because it has taken 3.5 years and no one has agreed yet, and mine's a lot better than mine cannot reach an agreement. I will say this. The police department views the body camera and dashboard videos as investigative files that are not normally public records. However, a lot of police departments routinely release body cam and dashboard videos in Iowa. Our police department has chosen not to do so. Their reasoning, you would have to ask them.
Okay.
I can speculate, but I think it would be unfair to Officer Hill and to the Steele family to make any assumptions at this time. I would like to see the complete video, not only of his body camera, but also the dashboard camera. And I'd also like to see the body camera of Officer Tim Merriman, who was the second officer on the scene. There is some issues being raised by the Steele family, which may have led to the settlement in this lawsuit, that Officer Hill might have changed his story, and what he is saying now is not reflected on the video, the portion that we haven't seen. However, the defense, or the city of Burlington and their attorneys argue that's not the case, and they just think that the 12 seconds they release is appropriate, and it achieves the goals under the Iowa Open Records Law, which we disagree with totally.
And so, Andy, what about the residents of Burlington and the surrounding area, readers of the newspaper? Do you, 3 and some years later, are they still following this, or have they moved on to other stuff?
Well, they're following it because we've been covering it for 3.5 years. We think it's a very important issue, the paper does. A lot of people in the community, as with any issue, are supportive of the police department. And then there's a large group of people, too, that are supportive of opening the files and complete transparency. What's unique, it's not unique, but what is interesting is since the settlement has been announced, it seems to me that more people in the community would like to know what is on the video and why the city agreed to settle this case if there was no wrongdoing by the officer or anybody in the police department.